Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yafetit, 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Erchin Daf Ches, Erchin 8a, pagination is 15. We'll start on the facing page at the start of the new perek. Ein ne'erachin pochos misela. There are no cases of erchin that would be less than the payment of a sela. Velo yeser al chamishim sela, and never more than 50 sela. So the 50 sela is easy to calculate. That's the example of a male between the age of 20 and 60, which is the highest amount, that if a person says erchin, erech, that standard valuation listed in Parshas Bechukosai, it's going to be that amount. The low end, not less than a sela. So that's referring to the scenario in Chumash Vayikra, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Ches, that says, Ve'imachu me'erkecha, and if he is poor and can't afford the amount of the erech, then there's a loophole over here, Al pi asher tasig yad hanoder, according to his wherewithal, what he's able to pay, ya'arichenu ha'kohen, the kohen should set the erech at, meaning besides the age and gender of the object of his vow, his wherewithal is also taking into consideration, but our Mishnah teaches us it's never less than a sela. Ketzad, how does this work? The Mishnah continues, Nosan sela v'he'eshir, if he gave the sela, he was evaluated, he gave it, v'hashir, and then he became wealthy. Eina nosin klum. He doesn't have to give any more because he already fulfilled his obligation. Pachos misela. If he gave less than a sela, v'hashir, and now he has money. So I guess until he got some money, so how was he supposed to pay up his obligation, perhaps? But now that he has money, we acknowledge that he never fulfilled his obligation at all. Nosin chamishim sela, he's going to have to give whatever the valuation was supposed to be, including if it was supposed to be 50, it'll be 50, whatever it is. Let's skip to the Gemara. Ein ne'erachin pachas misela. When a person is poor and he can't afford the regular standardized erech, but the valuation of the kohen of his assets is never going to leave him with an obligation that's less than a sela. Minolan, how do you know that it never gets less than a sela? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, V'chol erkecha yiyah b'shekel ha-kodesh. All of the erchin shall be with the holy shekel. So the simple understanding would have been, or is, that these numbers are based on the currency known as Shekel HaKodesh. But the Gemara also deduces over here, Kol Erchen Sha'ata Mayrich, whenever you're doing an evaluation on a person, for example, we know what the standard value of Erech is on the object of his vow, on the person of his vow, but he doesn't have the wherewithal to pay that, so he's in the category of v'imach, that he doesn't have enough. In that case, it should never be less than Shekel HaKodesh. It has to reach denominations of Shekel HaKodesh. Lo yiyu pechusim mishekel, never less than a shekel, v'lo yeser ha'chamishim sloim d'chsiv chamishim, and it's certainly never going to be more than 50. That's the obligation, the highest one that's listed. Now, the wording in the Mishnah was Sela, and the wording in the Gemara is Shekel, and we have to make mention of the fact that those are the same amounts. The Shekel HaKodesh of the Pasuk is the same amount as the coin known as Sela described in the Mishnah. So the beginning of the Perek is giving you the range. It's never less than a sela, never more than 50 sela. The Mishnayos will continue with the same theme, moving to today's daf Erchin Ches, in middle of the page, Masnisin, Ein Pesach b'toe pachos mishiva, v'lo yeser al yudzayin. There's no opening of a new cycle referring to a woman regarding her menstrual cycle. There's no opening for the cycle, meaning starting again in the calculation of her numbers if she made a mistake and doesn't know where she's up to in her cycle. It's never going to be less than 7 and never more than 17. Now, we have to do some background over here because this is not what people knowing basic halacha of contemporary times are even familiar with, even if you're familiar with basic halacha. The basic halacha as we practice it today, dating back to the time of the Gemara that describes that Benos Yisrael Echmiru al Atzman, the daughters of Israel were strict with themselves. The basic halacha as we know it is that when a woman starts her monthly flow, we allocate 5 days for that. And then she tries to do her Hefsek Taira. If she could get it on that 5th day, late afternoon, that's ideal. It may go to the 6th if she can't get a clean check. But that's the concept 5 for the flow. Again, the way it's practiced today, she then needs 7 clean days. The day after the Hefsek is day 1. And that's the expression 5 and 7. And when she has the 7 clean days, then she's able to go to mikvah and be intimate with her husband. The way we practice it today, if she would see Nida again after the mikvah, for example, whenever that Nida would come, 4 days later, 10 days later, 40 days later, makes no difference. When she finally does experience Nida, and it could be irregular cycle, months later, for all the calculation might be, she'll again observe 5 and 7 and go to mikvah. According to Torah law, however, if we go back to biblical times, which is what this Mishnah is referring to, there's actually a difference between Nida, whether the flow is the menstrual flow that comes basically monthly, or something else that comes during the time between periods, and it's called Ziva, a flow below Es Nidasa, in the words of the Torah. Not at the time of her monthly period. What's described here is 11 days between Nida and the next expected time that Nida days would be relevant. And during those 11 days, there's the laws of Ziva. Ziva is unique. She's seeing blood. Looks the same, but it's a different time of the month. And therefore, on one day of seeing, it's Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, it's one day. On 3 consecutive days of seeing, she would require Zayin Nikiyim, 7 clean days. Taking ourselves a step back, biblical times, the laws of Nida, we do not require 5 and 7 for regular monthly Nida. On the contrary, from the time she started her period, she has 7 days. They don't have to be clean days. At the conclusion of the 7 days, she's clean. She's able to go to mikvah. And it's really only a 7-day time period that we're dealing with. And it doesn't have to be clean, as opposed to the way we practice it, 5 and then 7 clean. we are observing a question position that the daughters of Israel took upon themselves because they're not positive whether they're at the Nida time or the Ziva time. And they obligated themselves, even if it's the time, either Nida, that it doesn't need seven clean, or the time of Ziva, that it would be just one day for one day. There would be all kinds of leniencies. They did not observe it like that. And the Talmud accepted the stringency of the women. Talmud respects their stringency, does not argue with it, and that's indeed the way it's practiced. So the statement of the Mishnah is, Ein Pesach b'toeh pachos mishiva. If you have a woman, biblical observance, there's a difference between Nida and Ziva. And she lost track. She doesn't know whether she's at the time of Nida or the time of Ziva. Perhaps her husband was away, she just lost track, she just put on a pad and didn't pay attention. And she's totally off schedule in her calculations. So the way we would be able to recalibrate her cycle is based on whatever information she could give us, which the Gemara goes through in detail. Whatever she can give us that we know, we can help her recalibrate. But it's never going to be less than seven from the start of her current period. For lo yeser al yud zayin, and never more than 17, because if she goes 17 clean days, then she knows she's the beginning of a new cycle of Nida opportunity. If she would see after that date, it would be for sure judged as a Nida cycle. But earlier than that, there will be cases that she doesn't have clarity whether she's on a Nida cycle or a Ziva cycle. The basic concept over here is that from the time that she starts the flow, she would be counting 7 days, assuming it's Nida, and then waiting 11 days of the clean days of Ziva. And if she doesn't see during those 11 days, she's back to a starting point that's definitive. If she has other information, the Gemara describes, we'll take that into account and we'll be able to calculate how many days she actually needs after whatever flow she's currently experiencing. The last words of Rashi, which is the medium wide lines, Ein chozeres lepesach nidosa bepachas mizayin. She won't go back to the start of the system less than 7 days from when she started seeing. Nikiyim, clean days. V'lo yoser al yudzayin nikiyim, and never more than 17 clean days from when she saw at this point. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.